Hello, I'm Martha, a librarian at the New Haven Free Public Library. I'm recommending for a very interesting read, Strangers in Their Own Land, Anger and Mourning on the American Right, by Arlie Russell Hochschild. This book is a National Book Award finalist and a New York Times bestseller. It was published by the New Press in 2016. Hochschild's book is subtitled A Journey to the Heart of Our Political Divide. Hochschild, a liberal sociologist out of Berkeley, California, traveled into deeply conservative rural Louisiana to find out why folks support the Tea Party and Donald Trump. She went to truly listen, to honor the people who live in Bayou country, and to investigate what drives what she calls their deep story. The author lived, ate, and went to church with these folks for a period of 5 years. She decided to focus on a keyhole issue, the environment. She talked with working class men and women, mostly of the Tea Party, about why they live there, community and family. What are their most important issues? Jobs, traditional family values, morality, honor, local government. And why, even when many of them lost homes and health due to major environmental crises, do they still support industry over the environment? Hochschild discovered that the deep story of these people is that they feel as if all their lives they've been standing in line in order to achieve their share of the American dream, while a long line of others, blacks, immigrants, women, gays, and even Pelicans, have cut in line in front of them, taking away their place and pushing them down. The social movements, particularly of the 60s and 70s, have left the older, white, blue-collar, southern male behind. The American dream, the dream of progress, of if you work hard enough, you'll get ahead, is what kept them going through wage freezes, layoffs, reduction in benefits, and exposure to harmful chemicals at work. But they've kept at it because of the dream that always seemed within reach, and the belief that if you work hard, you'll have value. Others keep getting ahead through what seems like a lot less work and honor, through affirmative action, welfare, aid to immigrants, and other big government programs that reward others for what seems like no work at all. And now your lack of education, your Christian values, your age, and your lack of social standing become the target of ridicule and mockery, so that even what little pride you had left is taken from you. In a very thoughtfully written book, Hochschild presents a compelling story of real people with whom she develops sincere friendships in trying to get to know them and what motivates their beliefs and actions. She attempts to form an emotional bridge between liberal and conservative in America. This book is available for download through Hoopla.